Good morning. Thank you for calling Rosetta's.
Hey, is Dan in by chance?
He is out in the shop. Can I tell him who's calling?
Yeah, this is Tyler. I'm calling with Cardiff. If he's a little busy, you might actually be able to help me out. I'm following up here with some financing the business did with Univest Capital. Does he have like a controller or an office manager that's available there I might be able to speak to?
No. Unfortunately, she's already come and gone today.
I gotcha.
I could take a name and number and have him call you. What is it regarding?
Yeah, I'm trying to follow up. We had extended an offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. They had been recently pre-approved for some equipment and working capital, and it looks like the business actually got pre-approved for right around $250K. So I just wanted to reach out there to Dan and see if he received it yet. We did send it out direct mail, just kind of see if he had any plans going forward that we might be able to help him out with.
I can kind of tell you based on previous conversations that I don't think it's something that's going to happen. That's going to be a required thing anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
But what's your number?
Yeah, my number is 858-252-1496. My name is Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, and I'm calling with Cardiff. It's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank. Is he just usually not make those kind of moves around this time, or what's the situation there for him?
No, it's usually kind of only on an as-needed basis where we'll, mm-hmm. you know, we'll need to finance anything.
How often would that usually?
We did more purchasing this year than we've done in my previous 13 years here.
Oh wow!
It's not a big requirement, you know, because these are not things that you're buying. I mean, we bought a forklift. That thing is gonna last for the next 20 some years.
Uh huh.
So
it's usually equipment though that you guys are gonna finance if anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's just not a big requirement.
I got you. Do you guys ever get put on like net 30s or net 60s there with some of the contracts you guys land for your business, or is it all pretty straightforward?
Not really. Most of our stuff is all pretty straightforward. We're typically a cash business where we're basically paying our bills when the invoices come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not mm-hmm. a big finance shop. Luckily we have a decent enough cash flow and we don't really have a collection problem. So, you know, we're never too far upside down as far as, you know, receivables versus, you know, payables. So.
Yeah, definitely sounds like you guys are in a good situation there. We're definitely not trying to step on any toes, too. So, I mean, if you guys had a good thing, you know, keep it going. But, you know, if something does come up, you know, some equipment or, you know, maybe some capital there for operations or marketing, anything like that, it's definitely something we can help you guys with
down the road. I got the name and number, and I will put it on his desk and let him know that you and I talked. And I'm sure if he's interested, he'll give you a call back.
I appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the rest of your day and your weekend.
Hey, you too. Thanks, Tyler.